Danny, hi, good evening to you. Danny, let me start a ball rolling for you with maybe a new category.
Go on.
This one, I'm going to call this one the farthest away a player who took part in a game was when the game kicked off.
This is very good. Yeah. Very, very, very good.
Yeah, okay. You fancy this one?
Yes, I do.
The story goes like this. I play for a club up here in Ware, up in Hertfordshire, called Allenbury Sports. And this was Harts County League Reserve Division 3. A midweek game towards the end of the season, kicking off, I think, around about 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that. And I was due to play, but unfortunately work got in the way, and they sent me on a business trip to Belgium. I said to the manager, well, no problem, I'll get back as soon as I can, you know. Might miss the kick-off, but at least put me down as substitute.
Right.
In fact, when the game kicked off, I was actually in Brussels, but we managed it. The plane took off from Brussels and got back to Stansted here.
Yeah.
We were in the air for, I think it was 38 minutes we timed it. And the ground we play at is probably about 20 minutes drive from Stansted.
And
we cracked
the
duty free,
into
the car park, into the car. I got the shin pads on while I was driving. That's not quite easy to do. But I managed to come on for the last 12 minutes.
Oh, come on. No, seriously, that is a belter. When you were in Brussels, you must have thought, well, that's it.
I phoned up earlier and said to the manager, look, it's going to be tricky, you know, but I'll be there.
I don't want to underline this like a child, but the game kicked off, you were in Belgium.
Yep.
And you made it and was on for the last 12 minutes.
Last 12 minutes. And there would have been a good ending to the story, because when I came on, I pulled the shirt on and rushed on and said to the boys, you know, how's it going? And they said, one apiece. And I thought, well, there's a destiny here. All I've got to do is start on and score the winner. I managed to put an absolute sitter into the side net.
You
know, that's the way it goes.
That was a feel-good story of the year, too. Then I had the screen player in my back pocket. Well, I think I can order it with license. Losing up on that. What team is this?
This is Allenbury Sports. It was a reserve team. Allenbury Sports Reserves.
And it didn't cross your mind you were going to miss the game, even when you were in Belgium.
Oh, come on. Easy. Come on.
Help me here with this. Isn't it the case that one of the factors that allowed you to get to the match is that Stansted is an almost deserted airport?
Yeah, that's right.
By the M13, which is completely deserted road. Ben, seriously, I don't care if he had a James Bond jetpack on his back. He is not entitled to make games.
Point I'm making is if you want to test your new car and do 130, 140, M13, which is Cambridge in London. Nobody, not a soul ever on it. Get your foot down. Please don't bother.
Get down. You see, I thought that when I was sitting there, I was marvelling, jaw dropping, but Dan was snapping his fingers at this story. Of course you can get back from Belgium for the last 10 minutes.
You can go by Stansted. Of course you can.
No problem.
Weren't your teammates knocked out by what you did?
Well, no, I'm not that good a player. I think they were quite disappointed when I showed up.
He showed up. Quick, kick off while he's in Belgium. He's still waiting. Oh! Well, that was a
scare. Right, we'll have to wait till he's in Poland next time.
Eddie, I said, still do it. Any other stories you've got like that? I mean, no one can beat that, I know. But if you've made a game despite all the odds, anyone been given this show's audience, anyone been released from prison and then gone straight and got a game? That'd be there. Things like that, but it looked like all was lost.
Or gone straight from the game to prison.
I've seen that. We're out in southeast London.
You must have course you
have. Off on Blackheath, I have seen police cars come up onto the heath and then people leg it off of pitches. But tell me, I'm not alone in this. If you've ever seen the police interrupt a game, didn't we have a call the other week about this?
Oh, yeah.
They chased the fellow around and round the pitch and off he